we are being called to radical self-love. It really, truly is the path forward. Love is our way out of this. And grace is that ultimate expression of divine love, of loving yourself and others, even when you're not being your highest self. And so the more I cultivate more self-love, the more that I am capable of holding that frequency for others.
When we're living in our shadows, our ego doesn't want us to see that the light is quite literally just on the other side. There is a gift that is more beautiful than you could ever imagine waiting for you through the shadow.
The secret sauce and the entire point of this episode of Loving Through the Shadows is seeing the light, is seeing the gifts, is seeing the highest expression of that person, of yourself, and of the collective that is behind those shadows. Returning to love is returning to love in your heart, returning to love in your thoughts, returning to love in your energy. It just means that you, inside of yourself, have chosen the frequency of love.
Welcome home to the Loving Consciously podcast.
My name is Amaris.
And my name is Eric.
And if you are like us, nobody taught you how to love.
We are best friends and life partners here to vulnerably and authentically share our 7-year journey to unconditional love.
Our mission is to help you learn how to love consciously in all of your relationships so we can journey together towards a more effective, intentional, and fulfilling way of giving and receiving love.
Loving consciously. Together, we have overcome neurodivergence, mental health, addiction, pregnancy loss, infidelity, and grief. After 6 years, the lack of knowledge on how to heal or love each other through these challenges led to our separation.
After us both spiritually awakening and recommitting, we built our new conscious partnership, founded on unconditional love and a commitment to personal growth.
Thank you for joining us as we put it all out there to show you the duality of our love's pain and beauty.
And remind you that you have both the capacity to love consciously and the power to always choose love. Namaste and welcome back to the Loving Consciously podcast. This is episode 21, and today we are going to talk about loving through the shadows. We originally were going to call this episode Loving from Afar, and we zoomed out quite a bit. And to just be completely transparent and vulnerable from the get-go, this is going to be a really raw and deep episode. We have been going through it this last week, and I have a sneaking suspicion that most of you listening to this have been too. The collective is going through it right now, and this is going to have two distinct parts. We're going to look at this from two lenses. We are going to look at this from the lens of loving someone who is physically away from you because they may not be embodying their highest self, or maybe the relationship isn't healthy at this time. And then we're going to look at loving yourself and others when you are consciously away. So you're physically there, but maybe emotionally, energetically, consciously, you're not present. You're not embodying your highest self, aka you're living in the shadows. Really just here to spread a message of hope and of encouragement that we can love through the shadows. We can continue to choose love. We can return to love. And that has been our journey this last week. And so we'll start there by sharing a little bit about where we are and what we've been experiencing in this brutal Scorpio full moon and Mercury retrograde week that we've been in. We also want to save space for the fact that we have been away for 2.5 weeks. When we last talked to you all, we were sitting in our house on the beach in Corpus Christi, integrating from Confluence, which was the best week of our lives. The most expansive and conscious and love-filled weekend. And from there, we decided to take an impromptu trip over to New Orleans. We both felt called to go see that and go experience that. And it was really interesting to see. I still am not over the fact that there was an alligator right by our camp. But after that, we made a big and bold decision to come back to Austin and book our first monthly stay. We have been on the road full time for 6 months, and the truth is we are exhausted. There is so much going on right now energetically. There's so much work that we are doing through, to be honest, the gene keys and really looking at our shadows and our gifts and activating those to their fullest expression. And we just really felt like we needed to sit for a while. We needed to get some packages. We needed to deep clean the trailer. I needed to go back to the dentist. And those things are just really hard to do when you're moving. We also are flying next week to go see the property, the several hundred acre property that we're looking at in California for the community and the sanctuary. And we just really needed a place to sit, get a puppy sitter, and all of those things. So we've been in Austin for the last week, and honestly, we have barely left our house. We have just been so tired and integrating and really going through some shadows and some deep shadow work. And so we've just been at home catching up on life and loving through the shadows. And so getting into that portion of kind of what's been going on this last week, I'll share my truth first, and then I'll pass it over to Eric here to kind of share his perspective. I have been on a pretty intense and committed and deep spiritual seeking, inner work, shadow work journey for the last few years, pretty much full time. And it's been my entire focus. And through that journey, I have faced a lot of shadows and I faced a lot of things, especially at the start of this year with sitting with ayahuasca. The gene keys entered my sphere a few months ago, and it has been transformative to say the least. When you see your soul's blueprint on paper with all of your shadows and all of your gifts laid out and start to contemplate those, you know, big stuff happens. Big stuff downloads and transmissions and comes up. And so for me, I have just been feeling incredibly tired and, you know, going through this even deeper spiraled layer of healing around this childhood stuff I've been working through. And, you know, on today's topic, loving from afar, loving through the shadows of going through a really tough relationship with an immediate family member that is in their shadows right now and not being in the vibration of love with me at this time. And as a result, behaving in ways that, you know, are unloving. And it's really been calling me forward to re-look at a lot of these kind of core wounds from my childhood and limiting beliefs. And so that's what I've been going through this last week, especially deeply. As that's been happening, from my experience, you know, my partner has been away. You know, consciously, energetically, my experience has been that as you were facing some of your shadows, you know, you kind of stepped away. And then that brought up old patterns. And then we both started engaging in some of our old joint shared shadows as a partnership. And I just watched us go from this incredibly high high, the highest of highs, the best weekend of our lives, you know, at Confluence 2 weeks ago, to now being in this incredibly challenging low space. And I definitely wouldn't say the lowest of lows. We were actually kind of joking before this episode about like, hey, this one lasted less than a week. The norm of these used to be like months at a time. It's been deep. It's been challenging. It's been potent. It's been uncomfortable. But growth, right? Great growth causes those growing pains. We have a weekly community call that we hold with our closest and most conscious friends. And it has really started to become this tiny little close-knit community. But there was about five of us on the call last night, and we were talking about kind of how everybody's going through it and the different places they're in and how we really do go from these really high highs and these really low lows. And we're all being vulnerable and giving incredibly loving and conscious advice to each other. And I just got really emotional and just felt really grateful because a friend shared that as they move through their week and they start to feel alone, they remember that they're not alone because they can come to this call. And so it is my hope that through this episode, by sharing what we've been going through and how challenging it's been to face some of these shadows and watch our brothers and sisters in the collective, the world, be deeply in shadow, like acknowledging that, you know, there's several wars going on right now. And so as we move through that and we lose sight of the frequency of love, or we're struggling to return to love or love ourselves and others through their shadows, we can remember that we're not alone. We're all in this together. And just like I told my friend last night, we're human. We're on this journey right there with you all. And the entire foundation of this podcast, the entire foundation of our brand and of Loving Consciously and of this mission is authenticity and vulnerability. Is coming on here and saying like, hey, we've had a challenging week and we've both been in a state of shadow and have had the opportunity again to return to love. And that's what happened today. And that really is what I choose to focus on, is that we were able to return to that love and we were able to find that grace and sit here and record and tell you all it can be done. We can choose love. No matter how dark the shadows are, no matter how deep it gets, we can love through that.
Yes, you can always choose love. It's right at the doorstep. And the minute that you walk into it, it's like receiving a warm hug while you've been away for a long time. This last week has been quite the challenging experience. It's been brutal. I'll just start off by mentioning I'm experiencing extreme allergies right now, to the point where my sinuses have completely closed and can't breathe. My throat is extremely raspy, and so if you hear that in my voice or if you hear some sniffles, that's where that's coming from. My experience has been quite literally a physical one and a spiritual one, in that my body has been really going through it and purging energetically the things in my body that need to be released. That's been in the form of, like I said earlier, some pretty brutal allergies and not sleeping and physically just being extremely tired. When you come off from a high vibrational frequency, like we did from the weekend of Confluence, and then experience these lower vibrational and shadow aspects, it can be quite jarring. And for me, I've been really contemplating where in my life I'm compromising, where in my life I'm being dishonest with myself, or living in the shadow of denial. Where in my life am I settling for mediocrity and not striving for greatness? And where in my life I am playing the victim rather than being free? And these four are actually the shadows of my gene key activation sequence, and they could not be more accurate. Each one has been a profound window into what aspects of myself are still manifesting in the shadow.
Yeah, for me, my four activation sequence shadows, and the reason we're bringing these up is because we are currently studying the activation sequence of the gene keys. Well, we just finished. That's what we've been doing for the last 2 months. And for me, they're the shadow of dishonor. Where am I dishonoring myself by dishonoring my emotions or dishonoring others by not choosing grace? Because that's the gift there. Where am I in a state of oppression and not transmuting these experiences that are coming up to be transmuted? Where am I in the shadow of pride? Where is my ego being sneaky and holding the high ground and holding on to beliefs or behaviors or frequencies that are not serving my highest good? And my last one is dominance. Where am I not in communion? Where am I keeping a hierarchical structure in this relationship, in my mind, in my external relationships? So it's really just been looking at those eight shadows, and they're all being shown with a bright light. That's what we're doing in studying and contemplating these gene keys. We're obviously focusing on the gifts. However, that does shine this brilliant bright light on the shadows. And so I couldn't think of words to describe this last week more than loving through the shadows.
Yeah, we've both been in this season of really expressing those shadows and learning to love each other's shadows and see past them, and then also love ourselves as we're expressing our own shadows.
We share all of this, as I said before, to send this message out, send this message of love, so that you know, wherever you are, whatever you're going through, we are all one and we are all in this together. And we are committed to choosing love, returning to love, facing these incredibly challenging shadows, as well as putting our focus on activating and building these gifts, because the gifts are the reward, right? That's what we get for facing our shadows. And so I would encourage you, if you are going through something challenging, and as you look at the world and humanity as a whole right now that is deeply in shadow and having all of these shadows come to the surface to be purged, that you remember that. that you remember that the gifts are at the end of that road, that when we face the darkness, we find the light, that when we purge all of that out, it makes space for all of that newness and love and expansion and higher consciousness.
It benefits our shadows to keep us in the dark. And so, like a black cloud over our eyes, when we're living in our shadows, our ego doesn't want us to see that the light is quite literally just on the other side. There is a gift that is more beautiful than you could ever imagine waiting for you through the shadow. When we face it, and we have the strength and courage to move through that shadow and transmute it, we can reach even deeper depths of love and even deeper depths of connection. And so it's not so much about living in a life where we don't experience shadows anymore, but rather transitioning to consciously relating with our shadows. And so we can use them to continue growing and continue learning to love on deeper levels.
Alchemy in its finest. So looking at these kind of two lenses here, and this won't be super long. We don't have any notes. We don't have any lists today. It's actually really quite simple. Starting with the first one, loving someone who is physically away from you because they are in shadow, or maybe your relationship is in shadow, or for whatever reason, it is just not healthy at this time for you to be in relation to that person, but you still love them. This could be a family member. It could be a partner that you're separated from. Maybe it's a friendship, a sibling. I really only have one piece of advice. And my biggest piece of advice, as I have been facing this exact scenario this past few weeks deeply with a very close family member, is keep holding them in your mind as their highest self. Keep seeing them for the beautiful inner child that they are. Keep seeing them for those gifts, because it is so easy to focus on the shadows. That's easy, right? It's so easy to be in anger. I mean, it's not easy. It's easy in some ways, right? It's certainly not physically easy. It's not easy on the spirit. But like, that's the easier path. That doesn't take nearly as much work. It's an unconscious pattern to just go into that default mode of blame and projection and anger and resentment and, you know, thinking negative thoughts, spewing that emotional poison back, especially if they're spewing it at you, like is what's happening in my case. It really does just come down to choosing love and loving them for their highest expression, even when that's not what they are right now. And that, my friends, is grace. That is divine love. That is loving people for the divinity that's within, the light that's within, even when it's not what's being expressed. And usually when they can't see it themselves, right? Like, that is the ultimate embodiment of grace and being gracious. And I have been called to grace this week. And, you know, this Gene Key, this concept of grace, the master, Gene Key 22, really is about being called to love everyone for their highest expression, even when they're not exhibiting that, even when maybe they're not treating you with love and kindness. And that is really challenging. And it's such a beautiful blessing to be able to have the level of consciousness to choose love and choose graciousness. And I'm not saying that graciousness means welcoming that into your life or condoning that. Sometimes the most gracious thing that you can do is not engage in the relationship, is love them from afar. And that's okay. That is still choosing grace. And also choosing grace with yourself in that process, because it is really difficult to love someone so deeply and not be able to, for whatever reason, have them in your lives physically at this time. And I think that that's happening a lot in the collective right now as certain people wake up and are expanding their minds, their consciousness, their spirituality, whatever that journey looks like. They are starting to realize you can't take everybody with you, and that's not everybody's path. And some people just aren't there right now. Some people are so deeply in the suffering and in the shadow and run by their ego, they can't see love. They can't feel love. They have a warped misconception of what love is. And when that's not given to them, usually giving them everything that they want, they tend to react. And sometimes we have to distance ourselves. And so That's my advice, is grace. That is the way out. Humanity is saved by grace. And if we can learn to activate and embody that true, loving, selfless grace with ourselves and with others, especially when there's distance, it makes the process so much easier. And it's a way to return to love. And I echo the sentiment that we have shared so many times on this podcast. Returning to love does not mean returning to relationship. Returning to love is an internal experience. Everything is internal. Everything is you. Everything is a mirror for you. Returning to love is returning to love in your heart. Returning to love in your thoughts. Returning to love in your energy. That doesn't mean that you are back in relation with them. It doesn't mean that everything, you know, is not what it is. It just means that you, inside of yourself, have chosen the frequency of love. And that's what you're now contributing. That's what you're contributing to the world. So find a way to get back to that grace.
Yeah. And the beautiful thing about love is that you don't need, like you said, to return to relationship or physical proximity in order to return to love. You can hold that person in love in your mind, and that is enough. That is more than enough. When we have these separations in our relationships, the natural tendency is to want to heal them, to want to pull them back together, and in many aspects, control the situation in order to return back to love. We as a society have become attached to this notion that we have to come back together in union in order for love and healing to occur. And that's simply not the case. We only have control over ourselves and our state of being. We cannot control other people. When we try and force them back into a relationship of love, when they're not vibrating at that frequency and aren't ready for it, that in itself is unloving. That is attempting to control their experience. We have to be okay with where people are at. We have to be okay with allowing people to naturally exit our life if that is what is best for them. Because keep in mind, you know, it's the whole thing about putting the oxygen mask on yourself before helping others. As we awaken and as we heal, it is so crucial that we really focus on the things that we can control, which is ourself, and not to attempt to control other people. If they reach a frequency of love and healing, and that natural tendency for people to re-gravitate together in relationship because both have chosen love happens, then that's fantastic. That's what happens here in this partnership. However, it does take both partners individually choosing love to do that.
Absolutely. And one final thing I would add here on this point is I used to look at this relationship with this family member as it was not fixed, or it was not okay, or it was not in a state of love if we weren't having this like loving, beautiful, you know, close talking relationship. And for me, the ultimate lesson and the ultimate integration has been I can return to a state of love. I can remain in a state of love and love them from afar and love them for their highest self and hold that frequency while respecting the need for the distance and the space, because I also love myself and I also honor my boundaries. And as I said before, returning to love does not mean returning to relationship. And so I hope sharing that experience help someone out there, and you know that if you are physically away from someone at this time, you can still choose love and honor your needs and honor your boundaries. And you can always hold on to the hope that when that person is ready to truly come back to love and choose love, you two can choose love together and start to heal that relationship. That option is always there. That hope is always there. So getting into the second part of loving yourself and others when they're consciously away. So this is a much different experience. The person is physically in your life. Maybe it's your friend, your romantic partner, a family member, or yourself. However, they are living in their shadows. They are struggling. They are not embodying their highest self. how do we love ourselves and love other people when that experience is happening? I think this is a really important thing to talk about, and I really deeply feel that everyone listening to this can relate to this, because we as a species, we as a collective right now, are going through our shadows. We are ascending, we are awakening, and we are collectively dealing with multiple generations of trauma and of shadow. Everyone loves someone who's going through their shadows right now. And so everyone on this planet is being called to love through those shadows. And as we know, love is one of the highest expressions, one of the highest vibrations. And it really is the opposite of fear. Coming back to that love and remembering to love ourselves and love other people through that experience is incredibly important.
It's about having compassion and being able to see your brother or sister as their highest self. To be able to see through that shadow and love them unconditionally, love them with grace. You know, it really does come back to choosing love. It is a choice. One of the barriers that comes up between us and choosing love is the narrative that our ego plays. It's about what we're telling ourselves about what they're doing. And when we heal that within ourselves, we can then have the compassion to love our loved one in their state of shadow.
Yeah, and I would bring this right back to something we've talked about so many times on this podcast, is all love is self-love, right? When we are struggling to love or return to a state of love with people externally who may be facing their shadows, it really is because it's a reflection of either those things that are unhealed in us, maybe those narratives that aren't healed, those patterns that aren't healed. And so for me, especially this last week, it's really been an act of self-love. It's really been nurturing that inner child and some of these wounds. I kind of just like had this image of like an animal in the corner licking its wounds, but it really has been allowing myself to just have those moments of sobbing, allowing myself to eat the comfort food, telling myself, you're doing a good job, having grace to say, you know, today, I'm just not going to get any work done. So I'm going to have grace with myself and save space for that. Whatever that's looked like this week, it's just been being gentle with myself. And anytime that I feel I'm not able to return to love with you or with this family member, those have been the two manifestations of this lesson this week, it really reminds me it's all about me. It really is. It's all about loving myself. Because if I'm not loving Eric, for example, then I'm not loving myself. Because he is me. We are one, right? We are all one. That would be my advice on this piece, is radical self-love. Have that grace with yourself. Y'all, this shit is brutal. We are purging lifetimes and generations of genocide and war and abuse and trauma and, you know, this, the feminine. We are collectively, as the feminine, for example, purging millennia of oppression and mistreatment, and we're watching wars go on in the world, and we're watching the financial system crumble, and we're watching people wake up, and it's becoming very apparent, these shadows. We are being called to love. We are being called to radical self-love. It really, truly is the path forward. Love is our way out of this, and grace is that ultimate expression of divine love, of loving yourself and others even when you're not being your highest self. I cannot stress enough that that is what I would say, and that is what has been helping me get through this really tough week, is remembering to love myself, remembering that it all comes back to me. It's all a mirror expression of what's going on inside of me. And so the more I cultivate more self-love, the more that I am capable of holding that frequency for others.
Thank you so much for sharing that beautiful example of the divine feminine and the call to nurture ourselves and to love ourselves and take care of ourselves during these times and shadows. Because when your partner or that person that you're in relationship with is in their shadow, it can be very painful for you. And so make sure that you are taking care of yourself and fulfilling your needs, because at that time, your partner is in shadow and they may not be able to give you the things that they were providing in the relationship. It's a really a call back to take care of yourself. And that's a very loving thing to do for your partner, because you're not putting that burden on them, right? And you're not telling them, hey, you're not doing this thing, because that can send them further into their shadows. But rather, relieving the pressure, getting your own needs met, having the strength to do that, and then allowing them to naturally come back out. From a more logical and masculine perspective, my advice would be to really think and contemplate where these shadows are coming up. And not just for you. When we see our loved ones in shadow, it can be really easy to point them out. I'm one to do this in this partnership, where if I see a shadow manifesting in my partner, I'd be like, ah, there's the shadow. You gotta take care of that thing. When maybe that's not the most loving thing to do at the moment. Instead, maybe holding space and allowing them to be in their motion and in their expression, rather than pointing out the shadow in my partner, taking a look at that shadow and contemplating how it's coming up in my life. Because that allows you to understand deeply what your partner is experiencing. And so rather than pointing the finger at them, take that as an opportunity to look into yourself and say, how am I exhibiting the shadow? Because when you heal it for yourself and you gain a better understanding of it for yourself, you can understand that in your partner. And that's where empathy comes out. And with empathy comes grace. Boom, back to love. As soon as you stop projecting onto others and accept their experience as your own, right? Because as Amaris said, we are one. She is me. I am her. I would encourage you to, one, contemplate your own shadows, but two, contemplate the shadows of the person that you care about, because that's going to give you a lot of great information.
And to build on that, something amazing that I heard in the Gene Keys course that I was in is not only to contemplate the shadows in the other person, choose to see the gifts. Even if they're not being expressed right now, that person may not even know they have those gifts. If they are being incredibly selfish right now, choose to see the selflessness in them. Choose to see the light in them. Because we can talk about shadows and focus on shadows all day. The secret sauce and the entire point of this episode of Loving Through the Shadows is seeing the light, is seeing the gifts, is seeing the highest expression of that person, of yourself, and of the collective that is behind those shadows. Because when we see that, and when we hold that vision for ourselves, for each other, we create that reality together. Someone has to hold that vision for them. And so whoever you are loving, whoever you are in conscious relationship with, romantic or not, if they are going through a shadow, hold them in that light. They need it more than ever. Because I am here to tell you, going through your shadows is incredibly painful. It's difficult. It's murky. It's messy. It's alchemy in action. And we've all been there. Every single human being on this planet has shadows. Every single human being on this planet acts out of shadow. And that is ultimately choosing grace, is understanding that, is understanding this person's in their shadows right now. This is not a frequency of love. This is not coming from love. So it's not truth, right? If it's what they're saying, what they're doing, what's happening between you and someone else is not coming from love, it's not truth. You know, we've had some experiences lately where we'll be in the throes of a shadow or a bicker or an ego moment, and we'll catch each other's eye and just start laughing, because it's like, there was that stupid shadow again. Like, we've now consciously realized, oh wait, this isn't love. This isn't real. This is silly. This is shadow. This isn't love. In summary, keep holding that light, friends. You know, not to get all woo-woo and use these fancy terms, but we are light warriors. We are the ones that are holding down that frequency for the collective right now. And I'm not going to lie, it's pretty tough right now. You know, humanity's struggling, and it's only going to get worse. It's going to get darker before we get to the light, before we get all this purge out and we move into the new age of love. And while that's happening, we need you to step forward. We need our frickin' light warriors to keep choosing light, to keep choosing the love, to keep holding that frequency, to keep facing our own shadows and growing and ascending and expanding our consciousness, because those people are going to need guidance and they're going to wake up and they're going to get there. And when they do, we'll be there with a hand out saying, hey, I'm here. I've been there. Welcome back to love.
Yes, that right there. Remember, where we put our attention and our focus is what we manifest. And so, yes, be aware of, contemplate your shadows, but don't get stuck there. Don't spend all of your gas and your energy spinning your wheels in the shadows. Understand them and then move on, because it is the light that brings the love back. And each one of us has our own light. And we are called, as people who are on the path, as people who are doing healing work, to lead by example. And when we shine our light out, it's infectious. People see it. And it brings forth that light in them as well. And it gives them a glimpse as to what's possible when they get out of the dark cloud outside of their perspective, because they're living in shadow. If you have an opportunity, check out the short animated film Kingdom. It is a really great representation of shining your light and really holding that in the face of the shadows and the manipulation and the control that is around us in the society right now, and what we're all capable of when we choose to step out of the shadow and be in our gift and bring that gift to the world.
Yeah, that is a powerful animated short. I definitely second that recommendation. We love you. We love all of you. We are sending you all so much love. We are once again coming back to love, and we are committed to love, and we are committed to holding that frequency no matter what. And so as you love yourself, your loved ones who may be physically with you or not, consciously with you or not, through the shadows, remember, have that grace, hold the light, choose to see them as their highest selves, and choose that radical self-love. Turn it all back in. How can I continue to feed and love myself to contribute that to the collective? We can do this, and we can build this new world of love. We are. We will. It's already done. So keep choosing love, and we will see you here soon.